Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T strikes out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wysenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawrence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for Sam Jones. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hughes now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawrence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Baker reaches second base with a double. Mixas moves to third. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mixas scores. Baker moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 5-2, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-3 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wisenhunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chee-Ti for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Jim Hughes. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lawrence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Davis now pitching. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawrence strikes out. Chee-Ti drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lawrence out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and 3 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-4 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Post takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-4 in the game. Jablonski is hit by the pitch. Post moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post scores. Jablonski moves to third. It's 9-2, Reds. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-4 in the game. Lawrence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jablonski scores. There goes McMillan trying to get to home. Irvin throws the ball into Chiti, who tags McMillan for the out. Two outs. It's 10-2, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Reds. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-3 in the game. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Wisenant reaches third base with a triple. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT is 0 for 3 in the game. GT hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Wisenant scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Reds. Frank Kellard pinch hits for Jim Davis. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.